This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast number 38 for March 15th, 2010. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back again for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Today, I'm going to demonstrate a new phone I got last month. It's the HTC. And let me repeat that. It's the HTC. I tend to make that sound like a Z when it's a C, but it's the HTC Ozone for Verizon Networks. This is a Windows mobile phone. And it's the first fully accessible phone that I've owned. All my prior phones that I've had, the first one I had after I lost my sight was just a regular, a typical inaccessible cell phone. And then the next two I had were LG, LG series phones from Verizon that had some accessibility built into them, but not a great deal. This phone is almost fully accessible. There's a few little things, a couple of the programs that aren't, but it's really no big deal. a little bit more about the phone. I bought this last month from Verizon online. From what I've heard, there's not a whole lot of these left. I think there's about 40 of them left, so if anybody is interested in them, you might want to give Verizon a call pretty quick, because they are running low. And I guess once they're gone, they're gone. This phone does come with Nuance Talks for Windows Mobile on it. And I did use that initially, but I had some problems with it. It tended to lock up. And so a lot of people out there told me that I should use the Code Factory's MobileSpeak 4 for Windows Mobile. So I got a demo of that and put it on the phone and found out I liked it a lot. So what I'll be demonstrating to you today won't be Talks, but it will be MobileSpeak instead. I'd considered putting Talks back on here, but quite honestly, the majority of people that get this with Talks aren't overly thrilled with it. You get a few here and there that say that it's fine and does everything they want, but I've noticed here it's crash prone, and I've been told it's kind of stripped down, so you might want to keep that in mind, you know, when you go to get the phone. But you can buy the phone online, and that's how I did it. You can buy it through a sales rep at Verizon too, but the one thing I did notice is that on the website, I got a $100 discount for ordering it online. It was, I believe, the two-year contract. It was $224, and then the $100 off brought it to $124, and I was eligible for an upgrade, and I got another $50 off, taking it down to $74.99. Others have been able to get it for as low as $24.99. I originally was getting a $100 credit for my 2 year, but this year I only got a $50 for some reason, and a couple people said that's just what Verizon's doing now. So, you know, if you get fortunate enough and you get the $100, then you could get it as low as $24.99, and that's really, really cheap. One of the drawbacks on such a phone is that it requires a data plan. Unfortunately, most of Verizon's phones now that are accessible in any way, shape, or form are beginning to require data plans. They've gotten rid of a lot of the low-end LG models. And so, unfortunately, I did have to get a $30 data plan with this, and I didn't really intend to do a whole lot of things online with the phone. But as I've used it, I've found out that I actually like doing some things online with it, so maybe it won't turn out so bad after all. So, all right, let me describe the phone to you. It is just a regular, what you would call a candy bar style cell phone. It's just a flat cell phone. To me, I would kind of describe it as about the size of a small handheld calculator. It's bigger than most of the little cell phones you see now, but it's not too bad. On the front, the face of the phone, up at the top, of course, there's the earpiece, or the ear, you know, where you listen. Then below that, there is a quite large color LCD screen, and below that there is a series of buttons going across the phone. On the very left, there's a raised button that is your talk key, you know, where you would place a call, start the call. Then next to that, there is a flat button, which has a top half and a bottom half. The top half of the button, and this is a real flat button, it's kind of hard to tell it's a button, actually, but the top half of it is the left soft key, or the start key, depending on where you're at. The bottom part of it is the home key, which takes you to the home screen. And it's also used as the command key for mobile speak. Okay, then moving across, you have a menu button, which has its rectangular, and it has a left, up, right, and down cursor arrow keys. And in the center of it has a button that sticks up. That's your OK or your select button. Then to the right of that, there is another flat key, which is a two-position key. The top part of it is your right soft or contacts, depending on where you're at. And the bottom part of the button is a back button. Then on the right edge of the phone, there's another raised key, and this is the cancel key, or the end call key. It's also used if you hold it down while the phone is running for a few seconds and let off of it. It brings up a menu for things to do, like shut the phone down, lock the phone, and various other features. And it's also used by mobile speak in various ways. It starts and stops privacy mode depending on where you're at in the phone. All right. Then below that, the rest of the bottom of the phone is covered by a QWERTY style keyboard. Little buttons. You know, if you have a lot of dexterity problems, feeling problems, you know, from neuropathy or whatever, the buttons are probably too small. But I don't have any real problems with them, and I'm getting used to them here, but they are rather small. And you have four rows of those. I'll describe those a little bit more later. And down here somewhere along the bottom. It should be the microphone area as well. All right, that covers the front of the phone. On the top, there's nothing. On the left side of the phone, just as you come down the side from the top, you have an up and down rocker button, and that's for the sound volume. And that's all there is on the left side. On the right side, there is nothing. On the bottom, there is a USB jack. I believe it is USB mini. And that's where your power plugs in to charge it. And it's also where you connect it to the computer for ActiveSync on XP or the Windows Mobile Center on Vista or Windows 7 to sync it and connect to it from the PC. And also a little device that comes with it plugs into the USB there as well, and it sticks out and it gives you some options here. One of these, I think, is a micro SD place. And don't hold me to that because I'm not sure, but it kind of feels like it. And then below that, there's a 1/8 inch stereo jack, you know, for headphones. 3.5 millimeter standard. Then on the bottom, I believe this is a USB pass-through, so you could charge it while this is plugged in. And like I said, that comes with the phone. On the back of the phone, at the top center, or actually at the top left, if it's facing towards you, you have a slit. That's the speaker. And in the center, you have a little, at the top, in the center of the phone, you have a little place where the camera is at. This does have a 2-megapixel camera with it. All right. One of the things about the phone as well is to get the back off, it is somewhat difficult, or at least I thought it was, and I had a lot of trouble doing this in the beginning. And I've had to, when you have the back facing towards you, I put my two thumbs up towards the top, and you have to press down on it a bit and then slide it upwards away from the USB at the bottom, and the back will disengage. It doesn't have a clip, it actually just slides off and back on. Inside of there, you have your battery. Underneath of the battery, there is a SIM card. And with the back facing towards you, on the right-hand side of the battery area, towards the bottom, near the USB port, there is a little place where you slide in your SD micro card. Okay, that pretty much describes the phone, I believe. Now what I'm going to do is to turn it on. And what you do to turn it on is just like most other cell phones. You hold down the end talk key or the cancel key. And after a couple seconds, it'll vibrate, letting you know it's coming on. And the noise you're hearing is just digital noise coming from the phone turning on. Comes through the connection here. And it takes a little bit of time to come up. But as it does, you'll hear a little musical sound from I believe either Talks or MobileSpeak, letting you know that it's coming up. And that takes about, oh, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. And there it is. You should hear MobileSpeak come up here in a couple seconds.
Today's screen. Left soft start. Right soft contacts.
All right. And it's up. And it's telling me on my I'm on my home screen, or they call it today's screen. And when I turned this on here just a few minutes ago, just to do a test recording to see how the levels were, it come up and told me it was daylight savings time, and it changed the clock and everything for me. So, thought that was nice. All right. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to start showing you some of the features of the phone and how accessible everything is with MobileSpeak. All right. As I said, when the phone is turned on and MobileSpeak comes up, it's on the home screen, or what it calls the today screen. And you can simply up and down arrow through this.
Quick GPS window. Reminder : Quick GPS. The satellite data on your device has expired. Open Quick GPS to download the latest data. Left soft, OK. Right soft menu.
Ooh, that's interesting. Wonder what that's all about. Okay, and if I want to read a window again, I can hit the home key or the command key here and the pound key.
Command. Quick GPS window. Reminder : Quick GPS. The satellite data on your device has expired. Open Quick GPS to download the latest data. Left soft, OK. Right soft menu.
Okay, and I'm not sure what that's all about. But if I hit my left soft, it'll do an okay on this message. Or if I hit the right soft, it'll bring up the menu. And this is typical of most of the dialog boxes here on the Windows Mobile. So let me do a left soft.
Okay. Quick GPS window. Remind was not found. Remind was not found. Left soft. Okay. Okay. Today screen. Verizon Wireless. 2:30 p.m. 3/15/2010. Left soft start. Right soft contacts.
Okay, and normally it's just on the today screen, but there was some issue there with GPS data, and I'll have to check into that to see what's going on. That's the first time that's come up. But as I said, if you up and down arrow through here.
Mobile speak. 3 pages. Mobile speak is running. Quick GPS window. Reminder : Quick GPS. The satellite data on your device has expired. Open quick.
Oh, now don't start this.
Okay. Quick GPS window. Remind was not found. Remind was not found. Left soft. Okay. Okay. Today screen. Mobile speak is running. Left soft start. Right soft contacts. Calls and messaging. 4 pages. No new missed calls.
Okay, and hopefully that will stay gone. I don't know why that's coming up for, and of course it has to come up on a recording, you know. None of this stuff ever comes up just when you're using something, you know. It has to come up when you're trying to demonstrate it or show it to somebody.
Mobile speak. 3 pages. Mobile speak is running.
Okay, and mobile speak is the top most this wraps around, but MobileSpeak is where it starts.
Calls. Quick GPS window. Reminder : Quick GPS. The satellite data on your device has expired. Open Quick GPS to download the latest data. Left soft. Okay.
Oh,
Right soft
now
menu.
I'm really starting to get ticked off.
Snooze 5 minutes. 1 of 5. To move to an item, press up or down arrow.
So I'm hitting my right soft key here, and I'm getting a menu of options.
Snooze 15 minutes. 2 of 5. Snooze 1 hour. 3 of 5. Snooze 1 day. 4 of 5. Dismiss. 5 of 5. Snooze 1 day. 4 of 5.
So I'm going to tell it here just to forget this for the day. And if I press my OK button here in the center.
Enter. Today's screen. No new missed calls. Left soft start. Right soft contacts.
All right. Let's see what happens here when I start going up and down.
Mobile speak. 3 pages. Mobile speak is running. Calls and messaging. 4 pages. No new missed calls. Appointments. 2 pages. No upcoming appointments. Tasks. No active tasks. Internet favorites. 10 pages. Explore Windows Mobile. My documents. There are no documents. My device. 3 pages. Battery level colon 90%. Recent applications. 10 pages. Settings. Verizon Wireless. 2:33 p.m. 3/15/2010. Mobile speak. 3 pages. Mobile speak is running.
And we've wrapped around. All right. You notice that this says on some of these that it has so many pages. And what you do to get back and forth between these pages is you just simply use the left and the right cursors here on the menu area.
Configure mobile speak. Mobile magnifier is stopped. Mobile speak is running.
And what this basically does is if I hit OK here, it'll ask you, are you sure that you want to turn mobile speak off? You could turn mobile speak off.
Configure mobile speak.
When I right arrow here, if I hit OK on this, it'll take you into the mobile speak configuration.
Mobile magnifier is stopped.
And here it says the mobile magnifier is stopped. Mobile magnifier on here is just a demo, and I'm not actually running it.
Mobile speak is running. Calls and messaging, 4 pages, no new missed calls.
And here's where you can get all of your missed calls, missed voicemails, missed text messages, and you can actually see all of this information. It says no new missed calls here, but if I hit OK on it.
Enter. Call history window, list, outgoing, voicemail, 3/12/2010, 4:53 p.m., 1 of 7, left soft save, right soft menu.
This actually lets me go through my call history and get all the details of it and erase it and all those good things that you want to do or want to be able to do with your call history.
Outgoing, 1 open parent 717, close parent 6, outgoing, star 611. Outgoing, #330, outgoing, star 220, outgoing, voicemail, 3/8/2010, missed, open parent 800, close parent 288-2020, 3/8/2010, 3:01 p.m., 7 of 7.
And it shows me all of these calls. If I hit my right soft key,
find contact
on any
1
key,
of 8, to move to an item, press up or down arrow.
Various options.
Send text message, 2 of 8.
I could send a text message to the number.
E-mail, 3 of 8.
I can do email.
View timers, 4 of 8.
I can view the timers, I believe, which gives me how long this call actually went. So if I hit OK here.
Enter. Call timers dialog. List. Last call colon 02 colon 09. To move to an item, press up or down arrow. Left side. All calls colon 08 colon 22.
Oh, OK. And this just gives me my total times.
Incoming calls colon 00 colon 00. Outgoing calls colon 08 colon 22. Roaming calls colon 00 colon 00. Data calls colon 00 colon 00. Last reset colon no previous reset. Lifetime calls colon 08 colon 22. Lifetime calls colon 08 colon 22.
Okay, and that's the end. So if I hit my go back or cancel here.
Back. List, missed, open parent 8, call history window, list, missed, open parent 800, close parent 288-, menu, find contact, 1 of 8, to e-mail, view timers, delete, 5 of 8.
And if I want to delete any or all of this, I can select delete, and it'll delete this entry.
Delete list, 6 of 8.
Or I can delete the entire list.
Save to contacts, 7 of 8.
I can save the number here to contacts, and then it'll allow me to tell it who the contact is and all that good stuff.
Filter, submenu, 8 of 8.
I can do some filtering.
Back, Call history window. List. Missed. Back. Today screen. No new missed calls. Left. No new voicemails.
Then I can tell if I have voicemails.
No new text messages.
I can tell if I have text messages, and if I do, I can hit enter on this, and it will go into the text message history, and I can read all the text messages that are still setting there, and I can do all kinds of things, you know, like reply or let's just go in here.
Enter. SMS/MMS window. List. Support at phoneazoo.com. 3/10. Phoneazoo. 1/1. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft reply. Right soft menu.
And this is a message I got from a place called PhoneZoo, where I got a ringer from. And,
Support at phoneazoo.com. 3/10.
Phoneazoo.
1/1.
Enter on this.
Enter.
It'll take me into the message.
SMS window. List. Attached is your ringtone. Ring. 1/1. To move to items,
ring,
use the arrow keys.
And I'll have to stop
ring.
This.
Ring, 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 ring.
Back. List. To move to SMS/MMS window. List. Support at phoneazoo.com. 3/10. Phoneazoo. 1/1. To move to items,
it actually
use the
plays.
Keys. Left soft reply. Right soft menu.
It actually plays the attachment. And it's a rather little annoying ringtone called Ring Ring that actually sits there and yells at you. Thought it was really annoying, but it was really funny.
New N submenu 1/9 to move to an
so
item.
If I hit my right soft there, I can do a new text message.
Delete 2/9.
Can delete it.
Mark as unread. K unavailable 3/9. Follow up F unavailable submenu move M 5/9.
I can move these to other places, if I want to keep them.
Folders, 6/9.
And you have some folder options here. I haven't messed with all of this yet.
Tools, T, submenu, 7/9. Select messages, submenu, 8/9. Reply, r/forward, submenu, 9/9.
Okay, and you could reply.
Back, SMS/MMS window, list, support at phoneazoo.com, 3/10, phoneazoo, 1/1. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft reply, right soft menu.
I can back out of this by hitting my back button.
Back. Back. Today screen, no new text messages. Left Outlook-mail, no new e-mails.
And if you have Outlook, you can sync this up with your Outlook. And you can also set up, like a pocket Outlook here on the phone to do email.
Appointments, 2 pages, no upcoming appointments.
Appointments, you have a calendar with an appointment manager here that you can use. It's all accessible, and you can set up appointments. It will tell you here on the today's screen if you have appointments, and it will remind you.
Tasks, no active tasks.
Somehow you can set up tasks to run each day, and it will tell you here what tasks will be running, and I don't have any of that set up.
Internet favorites, 10 pages. Explore Windows Mobile.
This shows you your internet favorites.
Get applications. Windowsmedia.com.
And I'm right-arrowing through this.
Set up PC synchronization.
Several of those come with it.
VCW with MSN. Windows Live. Blind Cool Tech Podcast.
And there's one I've set up.
Universe Today.
There's another one I've set up.
Twikini-Trinket Software.
And there's another one I've set up.
Explore Windows Mobile.
And if you would hit OK or Enter or whatever you want to call your little center button there on any one of those, it will open that up. So it's kind of a quick way to get to your favorites.
My Documents. There are no documents.
And if you have documents, it'll show you what documents you have here.
My device, 3 pages. Battery level, -90%.
This will tell you your device information, battery level.
Internal storage, 33.4 MB/88.4 MB.
Shows you how much internal storage you have available, main memory.
Storage card, 34.6 megabytes slash 7.4 gigabytes.
And if you have an SD card plugged in, it'll tell you how much room you're using on that and how much is free still.
Recent applications, 10 pages, settings.
This is kind of similar to favorites, but it gives you your recent applications that you've ran.
Settings.
Kind of gives you a quick way to go to things that you've recently used.
Twikini.
Twikini, that is a Twitter client for Windows Mobile that's fully accessible. No, I'll show you here in just a bit.
Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer.
Sim Manager.
Sim Manager for SIM contacts.
Mobile Speak.
Mobile Speak, it'll take you into the configuration settings for Mobile Speak.
Settings.
And these here are actually the phone's settings or the Windows Mobile settings.
Twikini.
All right, wrap back around there.
Verizon Wireless, 2:43 p.m., 3/15/2010.
Okay, and there it's telling me the time and the date. Now, if I want to get some more information on the screen, like battery charge and signal strength and things like that, if I hit my command key or my home key and then press the left soft, it will give me this information.
Command. 5% Verizon Wireless. Battery 90.
Okay, and it'll give you various things there. If you've got missed calls, SMS messages waiting, if you're hooked to Wi-Fi, and things like that. But it told me my signal strength was 5%. And my battery was 90%. All right.
Mobile speak, 3 pages. Mobile speak is running.
Okay, so that is everything that's on the home screen. Now let me show you some of the things that are actually in the phone itself. And we do this by hitting the left soft key, which is also the start key, you know, like on Windows, your start button. And it kind of works the same way. When you press it, the start menu comes up. Okay, so what I'll do now is I'll press the start key.
Start window, list, 1 code factory. To move to an item, press up or down arrow, left soft more, right soft menu.
And this kind of gives me a grid view here. I'll show you what I mean by this. You have 7 entries on each one of these pages. If I go down now, down arrow.
2 messaging.
We have messaging.
3 calendar.
There's the calendar.
4 contacts.
Contacts, which you can also get to by hitting just your right soft key in the home screen or the today screen.
5 settings.
And there's settings.
6 Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer.
7 tasks. 1 code factory.
And then you see a wrap around, but if I hit my...
1 code factory.
Okay, left arrow means... Okay, I'm at the leftmost part of the grid here, so I have to right arrow.
1 Windows Media.
And then you get Windows Media.
2 Office Mobile.
If I down arrow. And you hear it say the number. You can also hit the number here on the number pad, which is embedded in the QWERTY, and I'll show you that here too.
3 Active Sync. 4 Voice Command. 5 Adobe Reader.
And I haven't messed with the voice command yet, but I want to.
6 Album. 7 Audio Booster. 1 Windows Media.
I'll right arrow again now.
1 Bluetooth Explorer. 2 Call History. 3 Camera. 4 Clock and Alarm. 5 Com Manager. 6 File Explorer. 7 Get Applications.
And I haven't ran through the File Explorer yet either. I want to do that real soon.
1 Bluetooth Explorer. 1 Getting Started. 2 Modem Link. 3 MP3 Trimmer. 4 Pictures and Videos. 5 Quick GPS. 6 Remote Desktop.
And so far, all of the stuff here is stuff that comes with the phone.
7 RSS hub. 1 getting started. 1 speed dial. 2 streaming media. 3 text messages retry. 4 visual voicemail. 5 calculator. 6 marketplace. 7 Microsoft My Phone. 1 speed dial. 1 mobile email. 2 mobile 3 Tokini.
And Tokini is something that I've added.
4 video recorder. 5 voice notes. 6 voice recorder. 7 navigator. 1 mobile email. 1 Windows Live. 2 games. 3 programs. 4 system tools. 1 Windows Live.
Okay, and I am at the
1 Windows Live.
Rightmost, so now I have to left arrow to go back.
1 mobile email. 1 speed dial. 1 getting started. 1 Bluetooth Explorer. 1 Windows Media. 1 Code Factory.
Okay, and I'm back over to the beginning. If I want to enter on any one of these, I can just hit my center key here, my OK.
Enter. 1 BRF reader.
And that takes me into the options here of mobile speak, different things.
2 mobile magnifier off. 3 mobile magnifier on. 4 mobile speak. 5 mobile speak off. 6 mobile speak on. 1 BRF reader. 2 mobile magnifier off. 3 mobile magnifier on. 4 mobile speak.
And if I want to go into the one of these, and if I go into mobile speak here, if I hit my center button.
Enter. 4 mobile speak, mobile speak. Mobile speak window, main settings page, 1 of 6, list, 1 general, left soft options, right soft back.
Now I'm basically in the mobile speak configuration manager. And I can up and down and left and right arrow through this.
Profiles, 2 of 6, 3 beginner, checked,
here.
Left soft options, right soft back. Profile configuration, 3 of 6, 1 voices, left soft, braille, 4 of 6. 1 set up my braille device, left soft, magnification, 5 of 6, 1, activations, 6 of 6, phonics UI, main settings, 1 of 6, 1 general, left soft options,
and right
soft.
And then this wraps
back
around, now I can go down arrow.
2 phone and calls, 3 home screen, 4 keyboard and commands, 5 privacy, 1 general.
And this lets me go through all kinds of various things for setup. If I want to back out of it, I can hit my back key.
Back, main settings page, 1 of 6, list, 1 general, start window, list, 4 mobile speak, back. 1 code factory.
Okay, and it just basically goes back a level each time you press it.
2 messaging, 3 calendar, 4 contacts, 5 settings.
And you can go into phone settings here.
Enter, 1 phone, settings, 2 sounds. 1 phone, 2 sounds, 3 profiles, 4 home screen, 5 clock and alarm, 6 connections, more.
And on these, when you arrow down through them, if it says more, and you hit your center button,
1 security,
you get some more menus.
2 power, 3 remove programs, 4 accessibility, 5 regional settings. 6 owner information. More.
And you get all kinds of goodies there.
Back. 1 phone. Back. Start window. List. 5 settings. To move to an item, press up or down. 6 Internet Explorer.
Okay, and here's Internet Explorer. If I want to go into that, I can just hit my center button.
Enter. 6 Internet Explorer. shdoclc.dll/mobile-navcancle.htm window. No page to display. Page has 1 link and 2 headings. Heading level 1 action consoled. Left soft zoom out. Right soft menu. Bar. Heading level 1. Internet Explorer was unable to link to the web page you requested. The page might be temporarily unavailable. Bar. Horizontal bar. Please try the following colon. List of 1 items. Bullet tap menu dash greater. Link refresh. Or try again later. List end. Heading level 2 Internet Explorer. Bar. Heading level 2. Menu. Favorites. 1 of 10. To move to an item, press up or down arrow.
Okay, I might not have enough signal strength down here to pick up a page, and if I don't, I'll have to to play around here a bit. But let me try another thing here. Hit my right soft key and brings up my menus.
Add to favorites. 2 of 10. Favorites. 1 of 10.
Go into my favorites here.
Enter. Favorites window. List. Blind Cool Tech Podcast. 1 of 10. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft go. Right soft menu.
Hit my left soft.
Go. Downloading page. shdoclc.dll/mobile-navcankle.htm window. Left soft stop. Right soft menu.
Okay. And I'm not...
http://www.blind23%.
Oh, 57%. Here it goes. My signal's really weak down here, but it is loading it now.
79%. 80%. 83%. 86%. 89%.
And then hopefully at least I can show you a page here, because it is really difficult 91%. Down here with my signal strength.
92%. 92%. 92%.
Oh, come on.
92%.
Uh-oh.
92%.
92%. Come on, just a little more.
'll do it. Come on. Link home. Left soft zoom out. Right soft menu.
Okay, I think it did. So if I arrow down through here. No, maybe not.
Table with 10 columns and 1 rows. Link home. Link subscribe.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Link frequently asked questions.
And this is the Blind Cool Tech page.
Link. Submissions. Link. Contact. Link. Credits. Link. Chat. Link. Donate. Link. Archive.
Donate.
Bar. Table end.
Now, I haven't learned enough of the Internet Explorer options to do things like neat things like here, go to headings and things like that, but I do know that if I hit command and H,
link heading level 2 Android accessibility 3/11/2010 Charismills up,
it'll read to end.
Can be performed with the standard Android screen reader TalkBack. He gives an idea of what someone can expect from the Droid without installing any third-party IT products. It's not quite on a par with the iPhone yet, but the Droid and the Android OS are growing into a viable option for the blind that we should all be open to as improvements are made over the next few months. 20.0 megabytes. Link. Heading level 2 more on Model Talker. 3/8/2010.
And if I hit my command key again, it'll stop. At least I believe that's how you're supposed to do it.
Discusses the history of this software that 3/8/2010 Drew Weber. Link. Heading level 2.
And I can up and down arrow through here. And move line by line. If I hit OK on this link, it will actually bring up Media Player and play it. And I'm not going to do that here just solely due to the fact that my signal is so iffy down here. I don't know if I could... let me see if I can find a short one here.
3/8/ discusses the history of plays a synthesized version. Link, heading level 2, Street Michael Grand Sire Triples.
Let's see here.
Plays a synthesized version of his own voice. 18.6 megabytes.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Discusses the history of this 3 link. A viable option for the blind that we should all be open to as improvements are made over the next few months. 20.0 megabytes.
Oh, that's big too.
Link. Link. 3/7/2010 J. Williams. Presents a particularly musical touch of change ringing recorded at the Ring Around Charleston Festival. 16.5 megabytes. Link. Heading level 2. Vodafone off track. 3/4/2010 Paul Hopkins asks you to consider signing the petition at link www.talknave.com/protest and has posted the audio version. Basically, Vodafone has purchased software. Wayfinder access is an important GPS solution.
And I'm just down
arrowing
through here, not letting it read all of it.
He is gathering signatures and comments at the site, the visually impaired community, to further develop the product.
Let's see.
Paul says that signing up and leaving a comment is of the utmost. Of the six, community leaves the door open. Paul concludes with a final plea to seriously consider telling colon friends, colleagues, family, six organizations, and so on, wherever you live in the world. As Wayfinder access is available globally and in some countries is 2.7 megabytes.
Oh, that's little. Okay, let me go back up here.
He is gathering signature software, basically, and has posted the audio link. Asks you to consider signing the petition at 3/link, heading level 2, Vodafone off track.
Okay, let me see if I can get this to do this here. Hit my center button.
Enter. Downloading page. Download window. Download the 2.74 megabytes file single quote BCT1454 Vodafone off track dot MP3 single quote / my documents / left soft yes, right soft menu.
Okay, if I wanted to go to my documents, I just hit my left soft. And if I want to put it elsewhere, I can hit my my right soft. I'll go ahead and let this go down to just my documents for now. And hopefully I've got a signal and it's actually doing something. Command.
Line Cool Tech Podcast. Page has 14. Link. Heading level 2. Vodafone.
Oh, did it not do it? Okay, let's try it again.
Enter.
And again, this is just due to my signal. See if I can move this around and maybe get a little bit better signal, perhaps.
Command.
Oops. Okay, let's see where I'm at. Oops, come on.
Command. Internet Explorer window. Downloading file BCT1454 Vodafone off track dot MP3. 1.03 megabytes of single quote 2.74 MB single quote. Left soft stop.
Oh, it's downloading it. Okay, great.
Command. Internet Explorer window. Downloading file BCT1454 Vodafone off track dot MP3. 1.29 megabytes of single quote 2.74 MB single quote. Left soft stop.
Okay, it didn't tell me it was doing that, but if I do my command and my pound key, I'm reading the dialogue.
Command. Internet Explorer window. Downloading file BCT1454 Vodafone off track dot MP3. 1.57 megabytes of single quote 2.74 MB single quote. Left soft stop.
And it's not a super, super quick process. And again, that's probably due to my weak signal.
Command. Internet Explorer window. Downloading file BCT1454 Vodafone off track dot MP3. 2.03 megabytes of single quote 2.74 MB single quote. Left soft stop.
And it's getting there. So. But as you see, even though I'm doing this a bit clumsily, it is definitely doable. And we're online and, you know, we're getting something from a real website.
Internet Explorer window. Downloading file BCT1454 Vodafone off track dot MP3. 2.51 megabytes of single quote 2.74 MB single quote. Left soft stop.
And it's almost done. Yeah, this isn't something you necessarily want to download 100 megabyte files with.
Vodafone off track.
Okay.
Windows Media window. Cannot play the file. The file is either corrupted or the player does not support the format you are trying to play. Left soft, okay.
Oh, nonsense. Is that... Surely the media player on here can play MP3s, but maybe not. Okay, what do we say here?
Command. Windows Media Window. Cannot play the file. The file is either corrupted or the player does not support the format you are trying to play. Left soft, okay. Okay. Windows Media Window. Left soft now playing. Right soft menu.
Okay, well, that may be possibly because Media Player on here doesn't support MP3s. I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that, but, well, that's too bad because I wanted to play it. But that's basically the process. All right, if I go back.
Back. Link. Heading level 2. Vodafone off track. Left soft zoom out. Right soft menu.
And we're back to our Internet Explorer page.
Favorites. 1 of 10. To move to an item, press up or down arrow.
And if I hit right soft here, you get a number of options. You can get into favorites.
Add to favorites.
You can add a page to favorites.
Home page, 3 of 10.
You can go back to your home page.
Address bar, 4 of 10.
You can get to the address bar.
Forward, unavailable, 5 of 10.
Go forward and backwards.
Refresh, 6 of 10.
Refresh the page.
History, 7 of 10.
You can get into your history.
View, submenu, 8 of 10.
Yeah, that's your view menu.
Tools, submenu, 9 of 10.
Tools.
Copy slash paste, submenu, 10 of 10. Favorites. 1 of 10.
It wraps back around.
Add to favorites. 2 of 10. Homepage. 3 of 10. Address bar. 4 of 10.
And I'll just go up to the address bar here. And
enter. Address bar window. Alpha mode. Lowercase. Edit. http://media.libsyn.com/media/bct/bct1454 Vodafone. 3. P. L. Period. Caps. A. R. Capt. F. F. K. E. N. O. F. A. D. O. Cap. 5.
I don't know how to clear this.
B S A I D E M
So it's just back arrow through it.
Y S B I L period A I D E M slash cold P T T A blank 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 blank.
Okay. And I'm just gonna type in an address here.
W W W period. V.
Oops. I'm not real quick at this.
V. B.
Let's see here.
L. I. N. D.
Where is my dash?
Cap H. Plus.
Oops.
Slash.
Slash.
Dollar.
Dollar. Oh.
Ampersand.
Ampersand. Okay.
Semicolon. Equals.
I'm looking for a dash.
Backslash. 9.
Oops.
Percent. Open paren. Close paren. Dash.
Okay, a dash is a function. Okay, let me clear out all this crap.
Close, open, press 9, backs, equals, semicolon, ampersand, dollar, slash, plus, cap H, D.
Okay, let's make sure that's where I'm at.
Blank. N. Blank.
D. D. Function.
Underscore.
Oh, crud.
Underscore. Dash.
Okay. G.
G.
E.
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 Okay.
J.
Oh, daggone it.
J. N. N.
Okay. Function.
Close paren.
Damn it.
Close paren. I. I. Underscore. Underscore. Dash.
Jeez. Hope I get this right.
Z. O. N. E. Period. C. O. M.
All right, let's just be sure.
M. O. C. Period. N. O. Z. Dash. K. E. G. Dash. D. I. B. Period. W. 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 Period. B. L. I. N. D. Dash. G. E. E. K. Dash. Z. O. N. E. Period. C.
Well, if I type the address right.
O. M. Blank. M. O. C. N. E. T.
All right. If I hit my left soft.
Go. Downloading page. http://www.blind-geek-zone. http://www.64%. 73%. Good afternoon. It's Monday, March 15, 2010 at 3:10 p.m. Left soft zoom out. Right soft menu. Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone. Page has 29 links, 16 headings, and one form. Good afternoon. It's Monday, March 15, 2010 at 3:10 p.m. Heading level 1. Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone. The Blind Geek Zone is an ever-expanding website that contains a valuable source of information for the blind community. Whether you are a geek or just someone in search of help, the Zone will quickly become one of your favorite websites. Here on the Blind Geek Zone, I have many audio tutorials and demonstrations.
And there you go. And if I wanted to add this to, say, my favorites, hit my right soft.
Favorites, 1 of 10. To move to an item, press up or down arrow. Add to favorites, 2 of 10.
Hit my center key.
Enter. Add favorite window, name colon, alpha mode, lowercase, edit, welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, type in text, left soft at, right soft console.
And you can type in whatever text you want here for the favorite. Left soft add, right soft cancel.
Here on the Blind Geek Zone, I have many audio tutorials and demonstrations of many different programs and devices used every day by people in the blind. Someone in search of help. The Zone will quickly be. The Blind Geek Zone is an ever-expanding website there that contains a valuable source of information for the blind community.
Hush.
Whether you are geek or just.
And like I said, I don't know a lot of the keystrokes yet for the internet to move around a little quicker. So, but there you go. That's how you do the internet on here. You back out of this.
Back.
Come on. Okay, hold on here. Let's see what's going on.
Blind cool tech.
There we go.
Heading level 1. Action back. Start window. List 6 Internet Explorer. To move to an item, press up or down arrow. Left soft more. Right
and
soft menu.
I'm still learning this, like I said. I don't know if the back key is always the best way to get out of something or not. And others may know this. And, you know, feel free to, you know, tell me anything I'm doing wrong here, because I know I'm probably doing some things not quite right. But just trying to give you some examples of how everything's accessible with this. Next, I think I'll show you maybe how to do a little bit of texting, and we'll see if we can do that, and maybe I'll go into Tokini here and get you onto Twitter and show you that real quick too, and a few other things here. Okay, next, I think I'll show you how to do some texting. Let's see here. Get into
messaging window. 1 SMS/MMS. 1 SMS/MMS. Left soft select. Right soft menu. Menu settings. 1 of 2. To move to an item, press up or delete. Unavailable. Settings. 1 of 2. Back. Messaging window. 1 SMS to Outlook-mail. 1 SMS/MMS. List. SMS/MMS window. List. Support at phonezoo.com. 3/10. Phonezoo. 1/1. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left. Menu. New. N. Submenu. 1/9. Enter. Picture message. 1/3. To move to an item, press up or down arrow.
I want to create a new message.
Video message.
Ask me if I want to do a picture, video.
Text message.
Or 3/3. And I'll tell it text.
Enter. To colon. Press enter to add recipients. Rich edit. Type in text.
Okay, and I guess what I'll do is I'll just send one to myself here.
3 3 0 4 7 2 4 6 2 9.
Okay, and one of the things I wanted to tell you about this too on the QWERTY keyboard is the numbers are embedded in the QWERTY keyboard, so, and it's kind of weird how they do this. Q, W, E are 1, 2, and 3. Then on the next row, it moves in one. You would think it would be A, S, D, but it's S, D, F is 4, 5, 6. Then down on the next row, it moves in 1, 2, and it's X, C, and V are 7, 8, 9, and then down on the bottom it goes in. Let's see. It goes in 1 from the left there too, and it's pound. Zero, or no, star, zero, and pound, and then the space bar. I'll describe some of this a little bit. On the bottom row, you have your shift lock, star, zero, pound, space, an SMS message button, and I'm not sure what this little button to the right of it does. And then above that, on the right-hand side, you have your enter. And above that on the right-hand side, you have a backspace. Here over on the left side, like I said, on the bottom row on the left, you have a shift. Above that on the next row, next to the Z, you have a function key that you have to hit. And then to get these numbers, you know, you have to hit, like, if you're in alpha mode, you have to hit, like, function D for 5 and function 4 for, or function S for 4, and so on and so forth. And to get some of your symbols, you have to hit the function key too. It sounds complicated, but once you understand the keyboard, it really isn't too complicated. Okay, if I down arrow.
3 3 0 4 7 2 4 6 2 9 3 3 0 4 7 2. 4, 6, 2, 9.
Okay, that's who. Let's see. Let me see here.
Command. To colon. 3 3 0 4 7 2 4 6 2 9. Body colon. Rich edit. Type in text. Left soft send. Right soft menu. 3 3 0 4 3 3 0 3 3 0 4 7 2 9.
Come on, what are you doing? You know, this never does things like this except when I'm demonstrating.
Blank. 9 2 6 4 4 3 3 3 3 0 4 7 2 4 6 2 9.
Okay, that should be the 2 field. Come on, take me down to the body.
2, body colon, blank.
There it goes. Jeez, I don't know what I'd hung up like that for. Okay, now I'm in the body.
To colon. Press enter to add recipients. Rich edit. Type in text. 3 3 0.
So there's my 2 address.
2 4 6 2 9.
And you can hit the left soft there if you've already got people in your contacts, and you can just add them instead of typing them in. Let me down arrow here.
Body colon. Rich edit. Type in text.
And there it goes. I don't know why it was doing that for. And I'm just going to type something real simple.
Capar.
Oh, jeez, if I can hit the right things.
Capar. T. H. U. U. I. S. This. I. S. Is. A. A. R. R. T. E. S. T. Period.
Okay, and I can go back through this letter by letter and somehow word by word.
Period. T. S. E. T. Space.
You know, if I need to hear it.
A.
There's a way to do this word by word, too, but I don't know the command for it. Sorry.
Space. S. I. Space. S.
And I'm just using my cursor keys here.
I. H. Cap T.
Okay. And I can down arrow.
This is a test.
All right. So I get this in. I hit my left soft to send.
List. This is a test. 15/1. Support at phonezoo.com. SMS/MMS open paren 1 close paren window. List. Support at phonezoo.com. 3/10. Phonezoo 2/2. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft. 3/3/0/4/7/2/4/6/2/9. This is a test. ____ Error class colon temporary. Cause code colon other.gnr.p. Message failed. Would you like to retry? Left soft yes. Right soft no.
Yeah, that may be because I can't send myself a message. But let's try it one more time.
Support at phonezoo.com. SMS/MMS window. List. Support at phonezoo.com. 3/10. SMS/MMS window. Message sent. Message
there it
sent.
Goes.
Left soft okay. Command. SMS/MMS window. Message sent. Message sent. Left soft. Okay. Okay. Open paren 1 close paren window. List. Support at phonezoo.com. 3/10. Phonezoo 2/2.
Okay, and it was telling me that I got a text in there.
3/3/0/4/7/2/4/6/2/9. Open paren 1 close paren 3:22 p.m. This is a test. 1/2.
And I can hit enter on it.
SMS/MMS window. List. Conversation with 3/3. SMS/MMS window. Conversation. This is a test. Left soft send. Right soft menu. Link. 3/3/0/4/7/2/4/6/2/9. Open paren 3:22 p.m. Close paren colon.
And we just up and down arrow through it.
This is a test.
And I can hit my right soft.
Delete. 1/10.
I
to move to an
it.
Item, press up or down arrow.
This is a test. SMS thing here is kind of neat because it when you click on one of these SMSs, it gives you the whole conversation. So if you're going back and forth with somebody, you can up and down arrow through it. And it's almost like an email where you can just, you know, see your conversation back and forth and you can, you know, delete it.
Forward. 2/10.
You can forward it to somewhere else.
Insert. Submenu. 3/10. My text. 4/10. Save to drafts. 5/10. Input options. 6/10. Copy/paste. Submenu. Close. 8/10. Message options. 9/10. Copy to sim. 10/10.
And you get all kinds of options there.
Back. SMS/MMS window. Conversation. This is a test. Left soft. Back. M. List. Conversation with. 3. Back. SMS/MMS window. List. 3. Back. Back. List. Messaging window. 1 SMS/MMS. Back. List. Start. SMS/MMS window. List. 6. Back. 6. Internet Explorer. Today screen. Mobile speak is running. Left soft start. Right soft contacts.
And there's probably a quicker way to go back to the home screen than what I'm doing. Like I said, I'm still just learning this. So, like I said, you see me doing anything wrong, just let me know.
Calls and messaging. 4 pages. No new missed calls. No new voicemails. No new text messages.
Okay, and it doesn't tell me it's a new. But if I hadn't hit on it there, It would tell me that it was a new SMS message. So.
Appointments. 2 pages. No upcoming appointments.
Okay. All right. Well, that's how you do texting.
Tasks. No active tasks. Internet favorites. 11 pages. Explore Windows Mobile. My documents. VCT 1454 Vodafone off track.
And there's that. And it shows now in my documents.
My device. 3 pages. Battery level colon 80%. Storage card. 34. Internal storage. 36.4 megabytes/88.4 megabytes.
And that's the only thing I don't like about this, and I'll have to see. I may be doing something wrong, but I like my documents to be pointing to my storage card and not my main memory, because it downloaded that file into my main memory. And if you put too much in there, you know, you'll run out of room. You won't be able to do anything.
Recent applications. 10 pages. Internet Explorer. Getting started. Active Sync. Calendar. Contacts. Messaging. Sim Manager. Twikini. Enter.
Go in here.
Twikini-Rickster-The-Geek window. List. No items. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft tweet. Right soft menu.
Okay, and it says left soft is a tweet, right soft is menu, and it should, it says there's no items there, but it will download some.
Tweets, checked 1 of 9, to move to an item, press up or down arrow. At Rickster the Geek, 2 of 9. Direct messages, 3 of 9. Favorites, 4 of 9. Refresh, 5 of 9.
And if you're familiar with Twitter.
Switch account, 6 of 9. Tools, submenu, 7 of 9, Twikini, submenu, 8 of 9, exit, 9 of 9, tweets, checked, 1 of 9. Enter, Twikini-Rickster-The-Geek window, list, Fritz Head from F, 59 seconds, rude at Braille underscore ins colon Juna Jada excels in Braille challenge at Carroll Center for the Blind colon http://bit.ly/9a5rpj, 1 of 19, to
okay,
move to items, use
got,
the arrow keys,
just got
left
20
soft
of them
tweet,
there.
Right soft menu, stick bear, 1 meter, O, NWTC college, Intel Reader Team, 1 meter, NCLD releases principles for the redash authorization of the elementary.
And it's kind of funny.
http://bit.ly/3of19.
This is a cappella Heather reading this, and it probably says 1M here for 1 minute ago, and she wants to read it as 1 meter.
Chris Scarsted, 2 meters, at Shan Davidson, 20, I mean, West Derby, 2 meters, shower accomplished. Stick Bear, 3 meters, at Toonhead. CNN breaking news, 3 meters, rude at CNN DOTCOMLIVE Toyota holds briefing to share findings on runaway Prius. Watch live colon http://on.cnn.com/CNNDCL1. 7 of 19. Stick Bear, 3 meters, yo, end up. Chris Scarsted, 4 meters, at Shan Davidson 20. Rugby Jones, 4 meters, at Rugby Jones got recommendations from
yeah,
colon
and I'm
Rains,
just going past
Nice Aduan,
through some of these because.
Sears here too. HTTP
a lot of these guys
MRTWEET.com/rugbyjones.
Like to do a lot of cursing, and especially Stick Bear. He's always cussing. You know, he never, hardly ever puts anything out there that's not a curse word. So, and since this is a clean podcast for all ages, I want to make sure I don't get anything too bad here.
Rugby Jones, 5 meters, recommended by at Rugby Jones colon at. Kiara, 6 meters, wondering what to put on the playlist for tomorrow's show. And this time I start at 8 p.m. my time, 12 of 19.
Yeah, and then I have different options here. Like you said, left soft is tweet. I haven't used this a whole lot. Right soft.
Tweets. Checked 1 of 9.
Is,
to move to an item, press up or down arrow.
Is menu.
At Rickster the Geek, 2 of 9. Direct messages, 3 of 9.
Let's see here.
Back, Twikini-Rickster the Geek window. List, Kiara, 7 meters, wondering what to command. Twikini-Rickster the Geek window. List. Kiara, 7 meters. Wondering what to put on the playlist for tomorrow's show. And this time I start at 8 p.m. my time. 12 of 19. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Left soft tweet. Right soft menu.
I thought there's some way to retweet and or reply and things like that. Let's see.
Tweet-Rickster the Geek window. Message colon. 134. Alpha mode. Lowercase. Edit. Akiao. Type in text. Left soft tweet, right soft menu.
Oh, okay. The left cursor key will reply. And I think the right cursor key will retweet.
Back, space.
So. And this is really, this is fully accessible, and this is a real cheap program, too. It's only $5, and if you Google Twikini, T-W-I-K-I-N-I, you'll find it. And it works very, very well on Windows Mobile. And I plan to use it quite a bit when I'm out and about to keep up with Twitter. All right, let's get out of this.
Back, O. Back, A.
Well, let's see here.
Menu, add picture, oh. 1 of 4. To move to an console, 4 of 4. Quote time here, quote link, console, 4 of 4.
Cancel.
Twikini dash rigs to the geek window. List, key out right, 8. Menu, tweets, checked, 1, exit, 9 of 9.
Exit.
Enter. Today screen, Twikini, left soft start, right soft contacts.
Okay.
Verizon Wireless. 3:31 p.m. 3/15/2010.
All right. And I guess I'll wrap it up here. I haven't used a whole lot of the rest of the phone, but I am learning, and as I do more, I may do a second podcast here to show you other things like the calendar, and once I get a little better with Internet Explorer and things like that, maybe set up my email and things that I just haven't done yet. But this is basically just a starter. Wanted to get it out there. I've been promising this for a couple weeks now. Wanted to get it out there for the people that are interested in the ozone while there are some left. And this also can kind of serve as a demonstration as how mobile speak works on Windows Mobile. Because this should apply to all Windows Mobile phones. Basically, there's really no difference. All right. I'm going to wrap this up. I hope this has been helpful, and hope you've enjoyed it. And hopefully, I will do another piece of this real soon, and show you some more stuff. All right. We'll talk to you later, and thanks for listening. Here's my contact information. If you'd like to go to the Blind Geek Zone website, you can get there by going to www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to send me an email to ask me a question or send comments on anything you've listened to, you can email me at rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. That is rharmon, R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. You can also leave questions via Skype. You can leave information for the Blind Geek Zone podcast, tips, tricks, questions, and things like that. And my contact information for Skype is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. And you can also follow me at Twitter. And my contact information at Twitter is for Rickster the Geek, which is my personal Twitter account. You can follow me there by going to www.twitter.com/RicksterTheGeek. That's capital RICKSTER, capital THE, capital GEEK. You can also follow the Blind Geek Zone on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/BlindGeekZone. That's capital B-L-I-N-D, capital G-E-E-K, capital Z-O-N-E.